Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. Now that we've wrapped our first mini-series on Jen Shah, we're moving on to the next one. In the second Dirty Money Moves mini-series, we're covering a con artist whose hair keeps all of her secrets hidden. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this miniseries, we're highlighting dietitian-turned-cult leader Gwen Shamblin Lara, the woman who started the Way Down Diet and then created a hypnotic following at her self-made church, Remnant Fellowship. Remnant Fellowship had faced accusations of being a cult that promoted child abuse and praying one's way to being thin. Believe it or not, there is so much more to this bizarre story. This is episode 1, Way, Pray, and Obey. We begin our story in Brentwood, Tennessee, located in the wealthiest county of the state. People around the area even refer to it as the Brentwood Bubble. Residents of Brentwood know all of the community members because they've been raised with them since childhood. A typical weekend for those who live in the Brentwood Bubble begins by attending the local football game on Friday night and then reconvening with the community for church on Sunday morning. As for diversity in the area, it's virtually non-existent. Just under 90% of the town's residents are white. Gwen Shamblin Lara was one of those residents. In fact, she put Brentwood on the map. The self-described dumb blonde with a genuine heart for God was a registered dietitian who combined her love of Jesus with nutritional training to craft her diet plan, the Way Down Workshop. I'm going to tell you more about Gwen in a second, but I have to say that her unsettling hair is nothing like we've seen before. Let's just say the more cult members she attained, the higher her hair grew. If it's true, the higher the hair, the closer you are to God, then Gwen Shamblin would have been the first in line to meet the big guy. Gwen Shamblin was born in Memphis, Tennessee on February 18, 1955. Her parents raised her in the Church of Christ, one of the most orthodox and intense churches in the area. By the time she became the head of her own church, Gwen's distinctive hairdo would reach heights that defied gravity. Her signature look was platinum blonde hair, parted on the side, but not before it had gone through intense backcombing in order to sit as high as heavenly possible. I mean, there's big Texas hair, and then there's Gwen Shamblin's hair that would break a world record for hair height if that category existed. According to the Way Down website, Gwen struggled with her weight back in high school. And once she headed to college, she knew she wanted to study dietetics. While majoring in dietetics, Gwen struggled to lose the 20 pounds she gained in college, commonly referred to as the freshman 15. At a certain point, Gwen came to believe that things like metabolism, familial genetics, and behavior modifications didn't factor into weight fluctuation, That's when Gwen had the idea of combining her love for dietetics and her love of God to create the weight loss program she'd eventually become very well known for, the Way Down Workshop.
When you decide, I'm going to eat, but you're not at God's hunger point, you've listened to Satan. If you can't submit to your boss that you do see, you can't submit to God whom you don't see. God is the CEO, and you're at best the employee or manager.
In 1997, Gwen told the Washington Post, if you focus your attention on God and prayer instead of the magnetic pull of the refrigerator, it's amazing how free you'll be. What started as a health journey morphed into a strict religious cult that spooked religious scholars and controlled its members' behaviors every day, sometimes with deadly consequences.
Welcome to the Way Down Workshop. I'm so excited that you have made the decision to come this direction. And you can count on me and the staff here to be praying for you every week. You might ask how all this came about. But it's a long story of mistakes and trials, hardships, and finally victories. Now that I look back on it, this is what God was preparing me for even early in life.
Gwen Shamblin came up with the idea of praying the weight away. If your stomach is rumbling, then you can eat. But if there aren't any rumbles, you know what to do. Just pray. But the question arises, what does the church have to do with weight loss? Many people would say, absolutely nothing. But that's in stark contrast to what Gwen Shamblin sermonized. Gwen preached her method of renunciation was similar to that of other sins in the Bible, like alcohol abuse, drug addiction, homosexuality, or wives having equal footing with their husbands. And whatever it was she preached, her followers would listen.
Her books brought her thousands of devoted followers.
How in the Holocaust did you have all these people getting down real skinny? They ate less food.
But also controversy.
This money, half of it goes to the government, the other half goes to...
Gwen used some people's biggest insecurities to lure them in and ultimately profit off of them. She took what much of society deemed unattractive, and instead of teaching a healthy way to love yourself and get in tune with your body, she combined fat shaming, problematic diet culture, and religion to get people to lose weight. If you ate a candy bar that day, it was your fault for not praying hard enough to fight the urge, according to Gwen's teachings. In her twisted mind, dieting was divine. The self-proclaimed weight loss guru encouraged people in Brentwood and eventually all over the world to transfer over their love of food to a love of God. Gwen set up a system of fat phobia mixed with moral failing that led to many of her followers losing weight, and to Gwen, gaining millions of dollars. But the financial cost was far smaller than the emotional cost for those who followed her teachings.
If you too are crying out to your Heavenly Father to save you from this heartless slave driver called food, then you are ready for the Exodus.
Walk away from the food and into a private room and talk to God. Let Him fill you as you have never been filled before.
The core philosophy of the Way Down Workshop is that people have two needs, food needs and emotional needs, and you should only eat when you experience physical hunger, evidenced by stomach rumbles. In times when you want to reach for food when your stomach isn't rumbling, you should reach for the Bible instead. Essentially, use your hunger to feed your relationship with God. This warped combo of faith and weight loss only fed Gwen's hunger to be wealthy, which prompted her to establish the Remnant Fellowship Church. As you may have guessed, her church had less to do with getting closer to God and more to do with lining her pockets while leaving a trail of emotional destruction in her wake.
Do you expect a man, just a man, to continue a covenant relationship with his wife if she became a prostitute and would not repent? If we adore food, we become like a refrigerator. If we adore Christ, however, we will become like Him.
Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music, and Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week for a brand new episode of this Dirty Money Moves miniseries on Gwen Shamblin.
Fall is here and class is back in session. It's a busy time for students and faculty, and with a new school year comes new adventures, new experiences, and new goals to achieve.
But as much promise and excitement as the fall semester brings, there can also be a dark side to it, one in which the unthinkable can happen. I'm Amy Slashberg.
And I'm Megan Sachs. And we're the host of the podcast Campus Killings.
As educators and criminologists, we teach, research, write, and podcast about victims, offenders, and the issues that surround our criminal justice system.
Amy and I have both worked in the field of criminal justice for 20 years, myself in law enforcement and Amy in the mental health field.
In Campus Killings, we'll dive into some of the most shocking and tragic murders to happen on school grounds, and we'll provide our analysis on the cases we cover as both educators and trained criminologists.
We'll discuss what went wrong and what could have been done differently to prevent the tragic outcome. Campus Killings is available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Subscribe now so you don't miss a single episode of Campus Killings.